What's the biggest challenge in this role? Because it's quite clear. And
let me tell you what it isn't. It's not frustration and not being Nick. I'm very happy to play a role with him in a way that hopefully assists. The biggest challenge, I think, our biggest challenge probably is to get the public to see the real Nick Clegg, because I think he's a wholly different person. But by the way, your listeners to LBC hear the real Nick
Clegg. Well, that was what I was going to say. We have him here every Thursday morning. They see and hear the real Nick Clegg. We're nationwide now.
Yeah.
I think it was a great thing for him to do. I think it has paid off. But on the other hand, the poll ratings might point in the opposite direction.
Yeah, but they do. I mean, not might, they do. Let's just face up to that. But, you know, can you be surprised? LBC, of course, is an extremely important voice mouthpiece for Nick, and he's had the courage to be the first politician to do it, and I think he does it very well. But the right-wing press... The Sun, have you read the Mail on Nick? I mean, it's completely off the planet on him.
How do you turn that round? Because you've only got 10 months.
Well, exactly. We have to find ways to do that. And I'm not going to tell you what they are.
So but you do know what they are.
I've got an idea what they because, should be. I mean, let me just say this to you. I think, without going into too much detail, and you know I wouldn't want to, I think the LBC model is a far better model, that we need to find places for Nick in which... what is revealed on the LBC comes through. So I think that's a model for us to think about extending. How far we can do it, I don't know. But let's just accept one case, and I know you will because you're a fair-minded man. The right-wing press in this country detests the coalition, detests it. If they want to destroy the coalition, what they do is they attack what they consider to be the weakest link, and the weakest link is Nick. And he has had 17 buckets of shit dumped over his head by these people for year in, year out, month in, month out. Of course. Of course, that's going to have an effect. But I don't think this cause is lost, and I think we can reveal the true Nick Clegg before the election, and the more we do so, the easier the job will be.
Do you not think there has to be one big thing that happens for the Liberal Democrats in the next 10 months? I don't know what it is. There are two things that it could be, breaking off the coalition early and changing the leader, but you're not going to do
either
certainly the second of those, I don't
not
think.
Not going to do either of those. I mean, we will stand before the electorate at the next election on how well we have governed. It's the first time Lib Dems have been in government, and by the way, you'll not be surprised to hear me say this, but I think it's also fairly... a fair judgment. I think they've done exceptionally well. I think the coalition, probably the best coalition we've ever had anywhere in Europe. And I think the Liberal Democrats have played a brave and courageous line in the country's interest. Labour ran away from this challenge when I put it to them myself, and created the problems we've tried to solve. So I'm very proud of that. And that's the big event.